What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? I'm talking about Revision 3, Rev 3, the podcast network that started in 2005, ended in 2017, started by Kevin Rose, David Prager, Jay Adelson. It was a bunch of people that came from Tech TV, which was a TV network about technology that ended up, I think it ended up turning into G3, and they kept maybe one or two of the shows, but a lot of the shows got canceled, and the people involved with that started their own podcast network, and it was super early days. I mean, I probably started watching their stuff around 2006, maybe. It was around the time where I cut the cable, got rid of DirecTV, which I had watched most of my shit, and really found Tech TV. Was one of the networks that I used to watch early days in like 2002. But when I got rid of that, I had a huge DVD collection and started looking into what shows were available online. So I found Dignation, and then from there found Totally Rad Show, and started following all the different shows on the network. And also just following the network as it grew, because it started as like a collective, very similar to the Inspired Disorder Collective, a podcast collective that I ran for a few years. But this one was set up more as a business, and it was people that were involved in TV. So, you know, more of a background in traditional TV, but also still very educated in what technology had to offer, what the internet had to offer. So they were way in advance. But they started off as a collective. They had shows that were, you know, different people located in different places. And, you know, they were all kind of, all the shows were coagulated into one place that you can find. Either subscribing, and they were all video podcasts that you subscribe through iTunes, because that was kind of one of the only ways to distribute video content. It was way before YouTube and Vimeo and all that stuff, so they would do basically host all of the video on their servers and have an RSS feed just like you would a normal podcast, and you would subscribe through iTunes, and you would download the video episode. They also had audio episodes, but I like to watch the shows. And then they would also use torrents, which they ended up getting shut down by the FBI because the FBI thought that they were releasing copyrighted content. Meanwhile, it was just their episodes that they were releasing through BitTorrent. But that was the only other real way to distribute content online, was those two ways. And then YouTube eventually came out, and there were a lot of other ways to watch the different shows. But that was kind of the early days. So I would watch them in iTunes on my laptop, watch Dignation, watching Totally Rad Show, and then eventually watching the other shows like Dig Reel, which is basically like a talk soup, where they would look, the host would, who's a comic, would, you know, or like a Tosh.0, like way before Tosh.0 started, the Dig Reel was, and it was, he would just comment on, watch like the more popular videos of the time, or like America's Funniest Home Video, but he'd watch what's popular on Dig, and he would, you know, comment on it and all that kind of stuff. It was a fun show. Accelerator was a cool show. I think I originally found the artist Kayflay, who's still growing as an artist, a musician. But I first watched her on a show, and that was like more of a show that focused on music and kind of geek culture, music, geek culture kind of stuff. Really good show. Techzilla was a tech show hosted by Patrick Norton. Veronica Belmont, I remember when they were looking to get a new host for Techzilla, they had a female host prior, and she left, and Veronica Belmont was another big name in the tech showbiz industry at the time. She was an online personality. She did, like, I think Mahalo Daily was the show that she did. She's super adorable, super fucking knowledgeable about things. And she ended up becoming the co-host with Patrick Norton on Techzilla, which I remember that being a very big, like, big thing, watching that show. Also, this they were doing their thing. They'd opened up their own facility, which was super inspirational because I had kind of flirted with starting a podcast network before, didn't really take off, and then eventually did the Podcast Collective that gained a lot of success. But watching Revision 3 and seeing what they did, when I saw the whole process, they documented the whole process of them getting the studio space up in San Francisco and turning the space into studio space. And it was kind of a mesh of like old school studio production and new school stuff, like newer technology, which I appreciated and later kind of, you know, used as an inspiration to evolve the Inspired Disorder podcast, because I knew technology allowed you to do a lot more than what people were already doing, which is, you know, still inspires this show and what I do today. But yeah, it was a great time, because it was like Death Squad, later Death Squad for stand-up comedians. That was the hub where I discovered a lot of shows and started watching a lot of shows. And Revision 3 was similar in that there were a lot of shows that I really enjoyed watching. And they were, you know, tech-centric shows, but, you know, I fell in love with the plethora of content that they were coming out with, which is cool to see people like Your Mom's House start their own kind of network, and just other networks that have kind of come and gone over the years. But Revision 3 was one of those that I just, you know, they put on really good content. They're all professionals. And it was like just watching shows, but they were self-distributed. And it was a time before it was trendy to do that. It was a time before, it was like I got into Twitter like in 07, and the first people I followed were like Veronica Belmont and Patrick Norton and Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht and Danny TRS and Jeff Cannata. And they were like, they were the really the very first people that I watched that did podcasts, but it was in a way where it didn't feel like podcasts. It felt like they were doing shows. And then Rogan kind of came along and really developed a new way of doing podcasts that was less as a show and more of just conversation. But before that, it was Revision 3 and just some amazing shows. And I'm glad they were able to, eventually they got bought out by Discovery, which was, I remember being, it was a really cool time, but it was also almost the beginning of the end. A lot of shows went from weekly to daily. They would just chop everything up into daily bites, and it just, that's not how I like to watch it. Like, I like to watch Totally Rad Show in its, you know, 1 to 2 hour long format. With their different segments versus seeing those segments in daily dose. It just didn't work for me. But eventually, you know, they all kind of went on to do different things. Dignation ended. Totally Rad Show ended. But the heart of that goes on, still beats with the Slash Filmcast for me. Slash Filmcast is kind of the remnants of Revision 3 and kind of that heart beats strong with Jeff Cannata. But that's it for this episode, everybody. Go start a podcast and maybe start a podcast network. You never know. You never know what can happen. It's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of cool people. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe everywhere podcasts are found, including IGTV. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my artwork. Over 700 original paintings available at Ray Taylor. For me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.